They're happy to conduct a retreat commonly. It's nice to go to a rural place in the woods, or in a forest, or a national park, or some place that's literally a retreat, and spend several days or longer, because as you heard Partha say, detaching oneself and entering into another space, consciousness space, that helps, because the mind is, we're practiced at being very busy, processing many things. We get rewarded for being able to do that. Many, many, many things, multi-processing all the time, busy, busy, busy. And generally it's achieve and compete and strive. And it's another mode than a retreat mode. So we'll do the best we can, given circumstances. I think that the entry point that I'd like to start with is sound vibration, sound, or specifically sacred sounds, the wisdom, the ancient wisdom of the world, certainly the ancient wisdom of India. But one of the places that I travel is China, and there's ancient wisdom in China. I experienced some of it during this, about a month ago, visiting there. Medicine and architecture, and just so many deep. I met with one professor who's 80 years old, very. When he speaks, he lights up. He was describing some of the projects that he's involved with, being a consultant for the government, how to preserve Chinese culture, and in the course of our conversation, he was, although deeply involved in Chinese culture and preserving it, he was very interested in Indian culture and how the Chinese and Indian culture connect. And, a lot has to do with sound. A lot of it, certainly the Indian culture has to do with sound. According to the literatures, 5,000-year-old Sanskrit literatures of India, it gives a description of what existed before creation existed, and sound vibration. The Bible teaches the same thing. In the beginning was the Word. Sound vibration. So, even more specifically, the Vedas say, right in Bhagavad Gita, are you familiar any little bit with Bhagavad Gita? Good. So, yes and no. So, Bhagavad Gita is an ABC text that's kind of an entryway into a vast body of wisdom. So, in Bhagavad Gita, there's a description that at the beginning of creation, generations of men and demigods, those controlling the affairs of the universe and the living entities populating it, were provided with sound vibration that connects them with their origin, their source. So through sound, this like cell phone technology, hello, and somebody's so far away, and you can hear them like they're right in the room, or right next to you, by sound. So, by sacred sounds, or spiritual sounds, our original consciousness can be at once connected with it once, except the fact that our minds are still busy on a temporal plane rather than on a spiritual plane. So part of mantra yoga, which is a portion of bhakti yoga, it's connecting with sound vibration. And just by like the singing, even if somebody doesn't know what the sound means, what the meaning to the words, the sound vibration, if you listen attentively and vibrate the sound, shravanam kirtanam, hearing, vibrating, but that connects one not just to like music, but it connects one to another plane of consciousness, a spiritual plane of consciousness, that place that exists before this place exists and after this place is finished. After our thought that we're thinking this moment, before that thought and after that thought, and to a spiritual realm through sound vibration. The very word mantra is two syllables. Man means mind, and tra comes from the word trayate, means release. To free the mind from the stuff, the material conceptions that we're holding on very tightly to, and allow the mind to become freed from that and explore another dimension, or another reality, or spiritual reality. Something like, my props. If I'm holding on to my beads here, and I want some water, I can't very easily grab the water unless I put this down, and then I can grab this. So if the mind is holding on to material conceptions, and I wish to explore the spiritual reality of my very self, I can't do that without letting go of those material conceptions, so that I can then experience the spiritual conception that's the deeper reality of self. So mantra is a sound vibration that releases the mind, frees the mind, liberates the mind. And because the sound vibration is of the same quality as the soul, it resonates and awakens the soul. I'm just giving some principles and then we'll do some mantra meditation. When a person is, it is said, this is our experience, when we're asleep, all the senses are dormant except one. The eyes are closed. The ear is that sense that's still operating, and so we have alarm clocks. Or someone says, wake up, it's time to go to class, or whatever the message is. The house is on fire, or something. Through sound, we come to an awake state of consciousness, and through spiritual sound, we come to a spiritual state of consciousness. And I think I'll just keep it really simple and say a couple of things, and then we'll experiment a bit. Or experience of it. It's nice to know the meaning. However, mantra works even if you don't know the meaning, because it's qualitatively the same as the conscious self within, the soul, the spiritual entity that animates the body. And when it's absent, the body disintegrates. So that spark of life that's within, the sound vibration of it is of the same quality. So even if you don't know the meaning, it acts. say, a plant or an insect or other than the human faculties, human consciousness, it acts on that same spiritual spark platform. A faculty is very important when engaging in mantra meditation, as with any other form of meditation or yoga, because yoga certainly involves the mind. It's not just the body, it's what's going on. The orientation of the mind is very important. So, attentiveness, and maybe even make it stronger and say, eagerness to hear is the most important thing. So maybe we'll just stop at that for a bit. We have some beans. And have you seen anything like this before? They look like rosary beads or something like that. I was visiting at Cornell University. Cornell University, and the place where they held the program, just like we're sitting here today, was the International Room. I don't know why they call it International Room, because all the way around were big original oil paintings of some Oriental, Chinese, I assume, or Japanese or something, monks. Different generations, obviously different people, and they all had beads. I didn't know before that that Buddhist monks used beads. I was at a program around Christmas time 3 years ago in Boston. I was visiting at that time, and it was spontaneous. There was the Harvard Divinity School. All the undergraduate students had gone because it was around Christmas time, so the graduate student Harvard Divinity School got together in some room about five times this big, kind of like a little conference hall. And it was a preview of a film that some divinity student somewhere had put together to ask the question, explore the question, what do people today want when they're looking for spirituality? So they made a movie of it. So it was a sojourn movie, a guy who was looking, searching. He met different people. And he had interviews with Dalai Lama and this one, that one, the other one, big name people. I don't even know who they all are. And at the end, we were supposed to, there was a panel of three people. There was a professor who was professor of Islam, tenured professor at Harvard University Divinity School. Next to him was a tenured professor of a Jesuit priest, and I was the token Hindu, because they couldn't find one. So I said, and when it was my turn to speak, I was speaking about one of the most powerful events in each of the parts of this. It was like an hour and a half film. Was related to sound. It was a place where there was some fellow, the sojourner was riding in a boat, and you can hear some soft music, and he came to the shore, and he pulled the boat up to the shore, and he walked up, and there was a Zen Buddhist person in this nice robe, and the fellow came up very humbly, and the man took a mallet and hit some brass thing. Oh. Very powerful. Like, not portraying it properly, but it's very simple, but just through sound. It's not my discipline. Not everybody else in the room is disciplined, but it was a very powerful part of the event. And similarly,
so
sounds that have some special sacred meaning, what to speak of sounds that are of a directly of a spiritual nature, it has a very strong impact on consciousness. So when doing mantra meditation, bring your attention to the sound. And the tendency is, the mind likes to go here, the mind likes to go there. And you can instruct the mind, my dear mind, please stay here. But the mind likes to go here. So practice hearing, and it just explain a very simple principle. Hear the present mantra that you're chanting or vibrating. Don't worry about the one or the ones before that weren't so good. The ones that you're going to chant soon, and because you can't chant those until you chant those, but the ones that you're vibrating at the moment, the phrase is one mantra at a time. Be present, or be tuned in, be attentive to that sound vibration that you're presently chanting. Be in the moment, like that. So I'm going to show you how to use beads. If you do know already, just bear with me. If you don't, here we go. They have this little single bead head bead at the end. Use your right hand, and the ones, the beads that are a little bit bigger, hold with your thumb and your middle finger like this, and just you rotate the bead. The purpose is tactile contact, so that this sense, and this sense are all connected to the same activity. It helps concentration. You can chant without beads. With it helps concentration. And by just moving the bead, rotating the bead gently back and forth, it's not like learning how to drive a car or type a typewriter. It's pretty simple. Manually just move it. And as you say the mantra, you rotate the bead, and then when the mantra is over, just go to the next one. And that way it's an automatic abacus. You're counting how many mantras you chant. And when you're chanting, or we're vibrating the sound, listen carefully to the present mantra, the present sound vibration, and then go to the next one. And if you didn't do so well, don't get stuck on it, just go to the next one. And then the next one, and so be present with that sound vibration. We'll try that, and I'll give you a couple of other things that we can experiment with and see how that goes. So, we'll say the mantra together. You already know the mantra. So simultaneously, you say it slowly, audibly, and concentrate on the sound. Okay? Have you got the manual part down? Is there any question about what to do?
It's not the big
one. Not the big one.
Yeah, okay.
The one right next to it. And we'll go maybe a quarter of the way around. It'll take 3-4 minutes, 5 minutes. See how it feels. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare
Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Okay. Nice to keep going, but I want to share a little bit. I meant to ask before we even began, have any of you who are students here, have you done some type of meditation before? Anyone?
I've attempted.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Could you describe that meditation and your experience a little bit?
Let's see. So I play golf, so I really try to focus. It's a really mental game, so I try to focus on staying in the present. So I would do a breathing meditation where I would do one, like, I would count my breath, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and just go on. And so,
when sitting like this, just following your breath?
When sitting like this, but then I would also, because when golf you're walking, so I would do it in different venues.
Okay.
Yeah.
So both. And what do you, that's the technique, what do you experience when you do that?
If I'm able to stay on it, I feel a big release in tension, but I struggle if I'm mind wandering. Sure.
Okay. Release of tension and, in general, stronger concentration on the task or whatever you're doing. Meditation? Have you done some?
The various forms of meditation over the years.
Can you describe?
I did meditation for the first time probably about 10 years ago, and it wasn't as much success. I had this whole meditation to do with your eyes open. I can't remember much about it except that it was a dentist who taught us, and he was trying to explain how to meditate when in action, so when you're doing a job.
When you're doing a job?
Yeah, so he would try and meditate while he was doing some practice. So
this was a friend or a meditation teacher?
A teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, a teacher. That was at my university in 98. And then I went to my last university, I did some Buddhist meditation also. That was good, but I didn't keep it up. And it was nice at times, but I find it very hard if I'm either alert or really in alert. So I found it really hard to have to stay in that moment between being really active and so that I found quite difficult. So keep trying.
Was it a silent,
really beneficial.
An internal and silent kind of meditation?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like the sound quality has something to it. Yeah.
Mm. I'll come back in just a moment. Go around the corneas.
Sure. My mom does a lot of meditation and she's included me in some of it. But mostly, a lot of it's kind of guided and meditating on ideas. So we have a thought in mind and then sort of try to hold it in your head and think on it.
And that's the technique. And when you're absorbed in it, and it's going well, what's your experience?
It's also a release of tension. Maybe just an opening.
Clarity?
I think of more warmth, but I guess clarity would be the thing.
Okay. Warmth temperature-wise? Or warmth some other ways?
Maybe temperature, but I don't know if this is the as mental warmth, maybe. I don't know. That's just the sensation that I have in my mind, open and warm.
Okay. Okay.
And
does that stay for some time when you're doing nicely? Or a few minutes and it's off to something else?
I guess it depends. I haven't done a lot of it, but...
Okay.
Probably it stays for a little while.
Okay.
I have a lot over the last decade or so. Various types of sitting, standing, laying down, listening to breathing, or doing visualization type meditations, trying to focus on ideas or concepts.
Visualization of something you see in your mind, or visualization like she's describing a thought? On a subject.
More like guided, so like guided relaxation sort of visualization.
Okay.
Like taking yourself down an elevator and to like certain spots in your mind and seeing yourself in a certain light and trying to embody what you'd like to become or how you'd like to feel.
the suggestive part comes from you or comes from something you hear?
I originally had heard this through like an audio tape and through a friend, and then started doing it for myself. So it's suggestive to myself.
And what was your experience doing that?
I mean, my mind wanders a lot, so sometimes it feels kind of frustrating, to be honest. But when I do feel like it's working, I feel very relaxed and almost euphoric, I guess, would be the words I would choose to use.
Have you been doing that? You said it for nearly a decade, off and on, or pretty steadily, or
off and on. I try to do it like at least once a week or every couple of days, and then that stops for a few months, and then I get back into it.
I've never done any meditation before.
I have mine. My girlfriend's actually a Reiki teacher, so she's doing meditation very often. She's like talking, and we're like living apart, so we're doing it together sometimes to go closer to each other. And I also do myself sometimes to relax, you know, before I sleep, and some meditation music.
Is it what's the technique? Is it breath related or thought related or internal or what?
Usually it's thought related, and I like to concentrate to the music. It helps me, and sometimes counting backwards for step, like it takes me to relax.
The categories of meditation, say two big categories. One, something that I experienced for a while, was the attempt to empty the mind, just free the mind, release the mind. And another is bring the mind to one thing, a thought, or an object, like a candle flame, or a mandala, a geometric pattern, and stay focused, very, very concentrated. Breath is very common in relation to meditation. There's a reason for it. There's many reasons for it, but one big reason for it is from the Ayurvedic perspective, that's a branch of medical science from these writings of India, the life airs that move within the body, when they're regulated, it naturally makes the mind, it affects the mind. When they're regulated, it makes the mind peaceful. And in that peaceful state, one can, the very same feeling that you described. Tension is released, stress is released. And it doesn't, awareness doesn't diminish, but it's stress-free awareness, very concentrated awareness. So, something that automatically is involved without the counting part, it involved in sound, is you're following your breath. Or when I chant, commonly it's with a certain number of mantras per breath. It's not regimented, but it helps to bring a rhythm to the air within the body, and to the body, and to the mind, and things become very naturally very peaceful. Now, a comment about while you're working, that kind of meditation. If when the meditation process directly goes to the soul or the seat of consciousness, and that becomes energized and activated and awakened, alert, that stays with you throughout the course of your activity. So it's not an adjusting something over here, it's awakening something within. And when that something within, consciousness, seat of consciousness is awakened within, it stays with you. I can say from the time when I was in college and began experimenting with different meditation processes and spiritual processes, of all of the ones that I encountered, this one I found, and it had the greatest spiritualizing effect. It stayed with me. I was doing a number of different things. Zazen for 2 hours every morning. First thing, go and sit in front of a blank wall in a very strict posture, and just as far as the discipline is, don't become attached to your thoughts. Just let them go, like a cloud that may pass in the sky. And you don't pay attention to the cloud that's passing in the sky. It's the sky. So by letting go of the thoughts, they dissipate. And then it just becomes very clean and transparent. And it's another experience. It's very powerful. The mind becomes freed and at the same time concentrated. But that very powerful experience isn't what we do the rest of the day. And as soon as you stop, things start getting cluttered again. It continues to get cluttered and becomes just like it was before, but stays a little bit. But in comparison, through sound, it stays with you the whole day, especially as you become accomplished, meaning you do it with regularity. Two other thoughts from what I just heard. One is, there's a time of day that's most effective for any kind of spiritual discipline or spiritual practice at all. It has the most resonating and profound effect, and it's early in the morning. The Bhagavad Gita, again, it describes there's modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, and passion is busy, 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 and ignorance is sleep, or moroseness, lethargy, lamentation, depression, intoxication, mode of ignorance. And mode of goodness is early in the morning when, before the hustle bustle begins, it's the air is very still, the whole atmosphere is very peaceful and conducive for a spiritual practice. So whatever the type of something that you want to connect with a higher stage of consciousness is, very helpful if you do early in the morning. And with student life, that's tough. because the time clock is not what everybody else does. But if you can manage to do that early in the morning, you'll find you'll be more effective at everything you do. Academic things, social things, internal processing of things, everything becomes strengthened if you can do that. When I first did it, now a little bit of time, part of it is attention. Do something that's good. When I was a teenager, I had this realization. One of them was, if there's something good, you should do it regularly. Not just sometimes. If there's something that's good, do it regularly. A little bit, regularly. So I'm making that same recommendation. I invite you, make a little experiment. Someone invited me once upon a time. Take these nice little beads, and every morning for some period of time, 10 minutes maybe, 15 minutes, sit in a, after you take your morning bath and before you, you know, run around and do stuff, sit in a concentrated state and bring your mind to that sound vibration and see what happens. And I will suggest that what happened in my case, I did that, I found wow. And I'd like to do this like a bunch of time, because I was doing this Zazen thing for 2 hours. I'd like to do this for 2 hours. But I don't know where I'm going to get all my work done. So I did about a half an hour. And I thought, I want to do this. So by making that commitment, what happened was I had more time, because I felt so energized that I didn't try to do this, I just needed less sleep. And that was the time that took for the chanting, and because the chanting was there, my consciousness was very focused, and I could do my academic work in a fraction of the time it took me otherwise. And then I found I had some more time, so then I was able to read some devotional literature. Didn't figure it out ahead of time, it just worked out that way, because my connecting to that sound vibration, it's very effective. There's one other thought that I wanted to spend a little time with. And that is what the meaning of the mantra is, or let's say, what the mood of the mantra is. There's a one verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna describes, here it is in Sanskrit, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate iti matva vajante mam buddha bhava samandita. Essentially, he's saying that I'm the source of everything that exists. Everything comes from me. He says it this way and that way. I'm the source of everything that exists. Everything comes from me. So, if you can connect, yoga means linking, literally, like ox and a yoke, something very powerful, and harness that very powerful as a yoke. And you can carry your consciousness, or link your consciousness, to the Supreme through yoga. That's what yoga is meant to do, besides physical balance and mental balance. It's bringing your consciousness to the Supreme, linking with the Supreme. So, when you're trying a discipline like this, as you described and we experience, mind wants to go here and there, mind is restless. So when you're trying, and it's not happening in the way that you would like to have it happen, like saying that the breath, sometimes it goes well, sometimes not, you know, there's no cooperation with the mind, it just wants to go. What do? You keep trying, but just wants to go. So this added dimension that is within the yoga system is calling to that supreme source of everything, the supreme, powerful, energetic source of everything. And there's a mood in chanting. It's calling, like an example is given. like a child calling for their mother. That blood curdling sound vibration. So, I've had this experience. It was in a crowd where there was a child that was lost. And different mothers tried to comfort the child. No way, the child wanted her mother. So this one tried and that one tried. And finally, when the child was connected with their mother, the crying was over. And their face was all red, but they settled down and everything became nice again because they were with their mother. So, similarly, we have our natural connection with the source of everything. And we're disconnected and it's uncomfortable. But again, so the calling of the mantra, the sound vibration, is like a child calling for the mother, connecting to that source of our seat of consciousness, and for that matter, all things. So let's continue to, or just complete the other part, where we'll try to just continue to complete the rest of the way around the beads and add to the keep focused on the sound vibration. And when you find that your mind wants to wander and you try to bring it back and it still wants to wander, call to that. Krishna means, the name Krishna is all attractive, supreme. So let my mind become attractive to the all attractive. Please pick me up, please. Like a child, universal. They don't even have to say anything. They just go like this. And everybody knows what it means. Please pick me up. I watch it. You know, the child goes like this and the mother picks the child up. And then the child looks at the father and the child goes like this to the father. So the mother gives the child to the father and the child smiles and then wants to get down and run around. Part of it is validation, but it's accepting the love of their mother and their father. Now they're happy. Like that, in that same way. Let's continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Always, I went past my 8:15 time. Guys all have busy lives. Anything you want to add or ask or share? Or
I'm just wondering, do you have the mantra or do you tend to use the same? Do you have different mantras that you use when you meditate?
Yes. This is the principle mantra. There's a Sanskrit word, maha mantra. Maha means great. so it's especially effective. But there are other mantras. You've heard of Gayatri, another mantra. And like with the musical form, a number of different mantras come. Okay. Huh.
I didn't know
what
specifically meditation type,
but
it was just the music
range. That's another mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. She's a good musician besides the yoga teacher. She knows lots of those mantras and the music that goes with it.
Mantras out, not just for people who are interested in yoga, but for the general public, because they're that powerful, they can give everybody a healing experience.
How would you incorporate, or could you incorporate any of the sound principles of meditation into activities without looking crazy?
Sure. I do it all the time. But when I move about in China, I can't dress like this.
Yeah.
I can't keep my hair like this. But it just means softly, or even internally, and it's just personal. There are little devices one can hold in one's hand, either smaller sets of beads or even some other little devices for counting and keeping track of the mantra. But even if you don't have that, just breath and sound softly, so it's just audible to you. Like you're describing as you're walking between one place to the next place on the golf course, softly. Today's Monday, so on get my mind oriented. I was at Northwestern University on Thursday, and there was a girl, it's in a group about this number of people. She was a swimmer. She's 2 hours a day. She's, very disciplined and with swimming and swimming and swimming. So she shared from what we just experienced. Could she incorporate this in her swimming? So she purposefully thought, I'm a little mental, she said. Because like you said, golf is mental. So swimming is also, so there's a point where my body hurts. And when my body hurts, my mind wants to scream. And that the pain is too much. And so I decided when that happens, I'm going to just chant. So I'm doing my laps and just chant. And she said it was amazing that the mental screaming stopped, the pain in her body stopped, and she felt this warmth and energy and concentration and zoom, 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 zoom. It just, the time passed very quickly instead of slowly. Mm-hmm. And she said, I don't know if I can experience that again. When things are working well.
Yeah.
But I think if I had that as a regular discipline, it would probably be, it would probably come more naturally. So, I don't know if anybody else in the pool is paying attention to the fact that she was chanting Hare Krishna or swimming her laps, or that, you know, if you're on the golf course, or somebody's in the workplace, and just, you know, either while you're doing the work, or at intervals of time, you do a little time out, and you sit in a quiet place, and softly, you absorb your consciousness, your mind, and your thoughts, and that sound vibration, like plug your battery in and come back. And it doesn't, it's not like charge and then you just get depleted. It stays with you. It stays with you.
Is it necessary to do it loud? Like in a swimming context, it seems like that would be difficult.
I think she did it in her mind, but okay. So you can. But there's special power in the sound vibration. Mm-hmm. It helps fix the mind. You can do it softly, you can do it silently, but it helps audibly.
Your views about the group experiences. I actually really enjoyed that kind of travel. I think I'm with the singing also. I think it's part of the music, but also I quite enjoyed the group experience of feeling like you're connected to other people as well. Mm. But then we talked a lot about doing meditation in a more individual way.
Yes.
What do you think of kind of the relative merit?
They go well together. There's a place. As it says in the Old Testament, there's a season for all things. Meaning, I take that to mean, there's a time of the day when I'm sitting silently by myself, and that's a nice part of the day. I'm just with the mantra and connecting with Krishna through sound. And there's another time of the day when we're sitting together and, you know, with musical accompaniment, and that's really nice. It's a different night. It's just varieties of things in the course of the day. And like this other discipline that you were learning how to stay focused or stay in a meditation state while working. So that's kind of somewhere in between the two. It's something by self, but it's something interpersonal. But it sticks if it's... It sticks if it's on the soul platform, on the spiritual consciousness platform. Then it doesn't matter. It's not determined by the external. It's something that's coming from within. And something that's coming from within, it radiates out to whatever you're doing. So, both practices have their place. There's another form of mantra meditation, and that's the mantras that come from the spiritual teachings. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. So you can sing it, you can recite it, you can meditate on it, and it's another form of mantra meditation. It fills in the picture. Your voice was particularly strong when chanting. I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That helps to concentrate.
I was a choir girl. I don't know. I'm used to singing loud,
but music,
I guess.
No, it's fine. At Northwestern, there was a skateboarder. And he just like had smashed his knee so he couldn't skateboard anymore. And he was sharing, I lost my identity. You know, because, you know, hours and hours and hours and hours since I was a kid, and I smashed my knee, and now I can't skateboard. So where's my mind going to go? He was just sharing openly like that.
Mm.
So I got a bicycle, and then someone stole my bicycle.
Mm.
And I was lamenting, but now I'm feeling, you know, it's good. Now I have to find a place to place my mind, and I like the mantra. So he was also nice, strong sound vibration. And you could tell just his visual features. He was absorbed. He was feeling something in that absorption. So audible is good without freaking people out.
I feel like fire was almost a kind of, it was a meditation, just feeling your sound and everyone else's. It's just, we're not saying those words. How much do you think the words actually matter?
The answer I'd like to give is, there's one dimension where there's the sound of the words and the meaning doesn't matter, and then there's a spiritual sound. The saying, from the Bhagavad Gita perspective, there's the modes of nature, the mode of goodness. I was in choir too.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't sing as strongly as you do. And it was an uplifting experience, singing praises. And, you know, that was the mood, that was the message. Not so much, I don't recall anyway, meditating specifically on meaning and entering into the meaning, but I knew what I was doing was singing praises of God. That's mode of goodness. Then specifically, there's spiritual sounds identified within these ancient writings, that when you meditate on them or hear them, even you don't know the meaning, they act on it, they act spiritually. It's not just mode of goodness. It acts spiritually. And when you have an understanding of the meaning and you absorb your thoughts in the meaning while you're hearing that sacred sound, it takes you to another place. I think that's probably the simplest way to say it. It's not just a feel good, feel relaxed space. It's another place. Anything? Anybody else would want to share? Hit the road. I brought something with me. I travel extensively. And when I left this morning, I told my friends, I'm gone for 2 months. I'm just like on the road, going all over the place. But where I stay is an ashram, and we have very, very beautiful deities of Radha Govinda, and I brought something we offer to them, some milk sweets. They're very nice. I'm going to distribute.